Okay, so yes, let's do Parsha. So, obviously, highlight of our Parsha, Yisro, presentation of the Torah at Sinai, right? We have Chumashim, by the way, if anyone wants to be able to look at more than just what I brought you here on the sheet. But after Yisro provides his advice to Moshe about how to judge the people, the whole system of courts, we are told that the Jews arrive at Sinai. Right? Remember the story. Okay. So take a look at source number one. I brought you the translation of the Pesukim, but you can look in the Chumash to see the original. Bachodesh HaShalishi, in the third month since the children of Israel left the land of Egypt, we left in Nisan, Iyar, this is now the beginning of Sivan, on this day they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Right? If you visualize the map, they left Mitzrayim. They did not go north along the coast of the Mediterranean to enter Eretz Yisrael through the land of the Plishtim. They instead went east and out into the Midbar. So they're traveling east. They arrive in Midbar Sinai. And they traveled from Rephidim. Rephidim was the place where they wanted water, right? And Moshe hit the rock, right? He was supposed to hit the rock. That was fine. And they got water. And they traveled from Rephidim. They arrived at Midbar Sinai. What I want to focus on is what comes next. The Hebrew says, Vayachanu Bamidbar, and they camped in the Midbar. And then it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and Israel camped there, facing the mountain. You could already see my problem. Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They camped in the Midbar. They camped there opposite the mountain.
How's there a mountain in the desert?
Well, the mountain, we know, is Har Sinai. That we're good with. That's not our problem. But our problem is it's redundant, right? Why don't they camped in the Midbar at Har Sinai, or they camped at Har Sinai? Why did they camp here and they camped here? That's one question. Second question is only available to you if you have the Hebrew, or if you heard what I said, where it says Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, but before that it said Vayachanu. Bamidbar. In the English, we say they camped, because that's the way we write it. But really, Vayichan is he camped, singular. Vayachanu is they camped. That's strange. And then a third problem. It said Vayachanu Bamidbar, they camped in the Midbar, and then it says Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Israel camped opposite the mountain. They weren't Israel the first time.
Are we talking about two different realities?
Right. What is this? So I want to show you three approaches. My favorite naturally being the third. But all of them are important. The first approach is they actually camped twice. Rabbeinu Bachai just says it's straight. I brought it for you in source number two. He says they camped there in the Midbar Bo Bayom, right? The first day of Sivan, they get into Midbar Sinai. And then the next day, Bamashani, on the next day, they moved and they camped by the mountain. Har Sinai isn't at the entrance to Midbar Sinai, so it's two different camps. Very easy, very simple. Doesn't explain the Yisrael thing. Doesn't explain Vayichan Vayachanu, but it does explain two different
Yisrael
references.
Like a collective? Like if you're putting Yisrael there, maybe it should be singular.
But it's the other way. Oh no, you mean that will explain why it's Vayichan on, yes,
yeah.
That's true. But why didn't we say Yisrael the first time?
Right. That's also the question.
So. Yeah. But that's Rabbeinu Bachaye. The Malbim adds to this in an ingenious way. When I say ingenious, what I really mean is I never thought of it. It's very strange. If you look at source number three, this goes back to last week's Parsha, to Peshalach, when the Jews wanted water. They're at a place called Rephidim. They cry out. Moshe talks to Hashem. Hashem tells Moshe what to do. What does he say? Hineni omed lefanech Hashem al hatsur. Hashem says, I will stand before you there upon this stone, al hatsur, bichorev, at a place called Chorev. And you're going to hit the stone and water's going to come out. Right? That's the pasuk. Tell me something. Where is Chorev? What is Chorev another name for? Sinai. It's explicit in the Chumash. I gave you in the second source, in the second line of source number three, I gave you one such pasuk. After the Egel, it says the Jews removed their crowns from Har Chorev. But I also showed you a whole bunch of times in Devarim, and there are many more, where Chorev and Sinai are clearly interchanged. So that means the Jews are at Refidim, but the rock Moshe hits is at Har Sinai. Says the Malbim, the water wasn't in Refidim. The water's at Sinai. The Jews are in Refidim. They're thirsty. Hashem says, okay, here's what you do. Moshe, go to Har Sinai with people. There's going to be a rock there. You are going to hit the rock at Har Sinai. Water's going to emerge, and then they're going to go get water and bring it back to the Jews in Refidim until they show up at Sinai. That rock, says the Malbim, is on the western side of Har Sinai, because that's closer to Refidim. And what happens is, from the time the Jews are in Refidim and they're getting that water, until they actually go to Har Sinai, there are people going back and forth, getting water as needed from Har Sinai. So they travel, in this pasuk in source number one, they travel to Midbar Sinai, they camp at the site where the water is, on the western side of the mountain. Then, after they've gotten enough water, then they go around to the eastern side of the mountain where they're going to receive the Torah. Two different camps. Like I said, and once he said it, I was like, oh yeah, I never thought of that. The rock isn't that Refidim. The rock is at Sinai. Go figure. Okay, that's all.
So there's another rock when it comes to the time when Moshe is going to go into Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't talk to the rock, and there's another time when they need water?
Yes. It's a separate situation. Be'er Miriam is lost when Miriam dies.
Uh-huh.
And then that story happens next. That's how we know that the Be'er, that's one of the ways we know that it's Miriam's Be'er.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's approach number one, is they camp twice. Approach number two is that there were two groups who were camping. Either Ibn Ezra's view, which I brought you on the sheet in number four, is to say that you had better seats and worse seats. The seats up close at the mountain, that's for the Zakenim. That's the elders. Everybody else is behind them, and they're out in Midbar Sinai. But I really like what Ramban does. Ramban picks up on Yisrael. And Ramban says, remember that when the Jews leave Mitzrayim, they also have the Erev Rav. Agam Erev Rav Alayitam. You have Egyptians who come with them. So he says, the Egyptians are not yet Yisrael. At this point, they're just Egyptians. They're not part of the family. They haven't become Jewish. There's nothing, about that. They can convert when we say Nasa ben Ishma. But not until then. So, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Yisrael camps by the mountain, and the Erev Rav are behind them. That's Ramban in source number five, which makes a lot of sense, no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I really like approach number three. Approach number three says, I think any of these are pshat, but I like the message of approach number three. The Jews displayed emunah in two different ways. Number one, they camped in the Midbar. Midbar is a frightening, frightening place for them. They associate the Midbar with death. If you take a look, I gave you a few different psukim in source number six. Times when the Jews complained and they said the Midbar is a place of death. Are there no graves in Egypt? You took us to die in the Midbar. Right? It would be better for us to serve Egypt than to die in the Midbar. The entire community of the children of Israel complained against Moshe and against Aaron in the Midbar. Says Ramban in source number seven on that last pasuk, this is why they complained against Moshe and against Aaron in the Midbar, for their complaint was because of the Midbar. So number one, they camped in a place they associated with death. That's a tremendous demonstration of emunah. That's number one. Number two, what happened to the Jews at the end of Parshas Bishalach? What's the last story in Parshas Bishalach? Oops.
Amalek,
right? They get attacked by Amalek. You just got attacked by raiders, right? What's priority for you when you're going to camp? You want to be able to see the horizon, right? You want to have safe ground. You would not set up your camp with your tents facing the mountain where you can't see a thing. The Abarbanel actually says, I didn't bring it on the sheet, Abarbanel says that it's surprising they didn't try to climb the mountain, high ground, to protect you from an attack. But Rav Yaakov C. Mecklenburg in number 8 says, the custom of camps when they camp is to place the face and entrance of their tents to the valley, for the mountain blocks their view. Therefore, they put the entrances of their tents to a side, which does not obstruct their view, and they're back to the mountain. But Israel, knowing that this was the mountain of God, and there they would receive the Torah, put the face of their tents to the mountain. He says he's quoting the Rosh. So the pasuk goes out of its way to say they camped in ways that demonstrated their emunah. Number one, they camped, even though it was a midbar, a very scary thing to do. And number two, they camped facing the mountain of Hashem instead of worrying about their safety and security. So you see why I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And next week. We'll go to learn we're on next week?
I think so.